기조금몰아까워나밖에내오름이물어까약간바쁜데도
Love me this way Cause I'm dancing with my eyes closed.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing this song in the beginning. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wake. I'm not alone. You're right beside my face. Would you love me this way? Cause I'm dancing with my eyes closed. Okay, it's me, babe. One more time for my taste. Ooh.
Hold on, wait for the beat to drop. This part.
For my taste. Oh yeah.
See
me fall from your eyes to your waist. Okay, that's enough. That's a new album by a new band called Rye.
It's wow. Not a new album, baby.
It's a new. It's also a new band called Rye.
It's
I just discovered
new.
Them.
He had
that
woman.
Song is called Taste, and she is wonderful.
He. It's a he.
Whatever. Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. I am your host, Captain Bob. And you know what? I haven't complimented you guys in a while. And I think I'm going to start off that way. I want to start off on a positive note because I'm going to say some negative things, some positives, and then I'm going to yell at you.
I like it.
Okay? So the positive thing is I was at the Comedy Store last weekend. There was a couple of girls from Toronto, and they came up to me at the show, and they said, we listen to Tiger Belly. I go, oh, cool. And they're like, we love Kalila. We think that she is the show. She is 50% of it. She's so smart. Is she here? Tell me that she's here. I go, that Lix ain't here, bitch. You know, Lix ain't here.
Nah. Right?
Nah. But so, you know, I know the fans love you, baby. And God bless you and may your voyage be a long one.
Mm.
Thank you.
George, you're the foundation of something. And you, no, you really are, right?
Of something.
And
sure.
You touch many, 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 you know?
Many, many.
Touch what?
And there's something about you that's like a forever man. So that's that. Gilbert.
Yep.
God bless you.
I love
and take
it.
Care. Mm-hmm. Here are the negative things.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's do
start
it.
Start with me. Right. Start with me.
Yes. No, not you, babe. These two fucks.
Okay. Oh,
shit. So Friday, I had devastating news that was life altering.
Okay.
Which gave me a lot of stress and anger, a lot of sadness. It was almost as if a close friend died. And none of you guys today said, I'm sorry that happened.
Oh, shit.
You probably even know that it happened.
I think, oh.
What is it?
I know.
What is it?
I found out this morning. I'm so sorry.
What is
I'm
it?
Finding out now.
What is it?
Yeah, you go, Gilbert. I know.
You
already.
Go first.
Get canceled?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you know?
No.
He did. I told you.
You did?
On the phone. The day of.
Oh, whoa. My God. So Kalila Friday told you that Splitting Up Together got canceled.
Remember, I said he's in a mood.
I'm in a mood. And then
oh, that's what
you
that
complete the weekend.
If I had known Friday, I would have immediately called you, sir.
Or you could have said when you saw me today, because you were at the house for an hour before we even started this thing. So what's your story, friend?
Hang on. When you come in the house, do you say, hey, Bobby, how are you?
No, I come straight here and start setting everything up.
Yeah, he does. Mm. But I came in here to say hi. I came in here to connect.
Yeah.
To see if he was going to say something.
Do you know what's going on in their individual lives?
Is it as devastating as losing their jobs?
Yeah, I had to watch.
What happened?
I had to watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, there we go. That's very sad. How about you?
Is Quinda here? I don't want to upset her.
No, I had a lovely weekend in the
desert.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, so
hey, but babe, okay, so you know when the news happened, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was like, because I was on my way out the door when I found out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to leave the house. Let me stay here with you. What can I do for you? And you're very difficult to console and you're very difficult to support. So what is the correct way for someone who the way your style of being upset?
Okay, here's what it is. It's very simple.
I got you food.
Jersey Mike's. That was a win because I would have killed myself without that.
I got you jersey.
And then you lock eyes with me and you say, I'm sorry for your loss. And you just leave me alone for like 48 hours.
So I did what was right?
Exactly.
Because I felt like maybe I wasn't doing enough.
No. I don't like being coddled or held. I like to be completely alone and in a cell and into my own just like grim thoughts. Mm-hmm. I just never been, you know, that way. I wish I was different. I wish I could like be held and cry like a baby.
No, that's not true. That's just the way you cope, and that's okay. That's how I cope. Everyone is different.
But so that happened, and you know, when people say stuff like, "Well, when a door closes, another one opens." You know how white people say that?
Exclusively.
When it closes. Yeah. Hey, sorry, white people. Sometimes a room has one fucking door.
And when that door closes,
you're just locked in there forever.
No key.
Mm. Right. You know, or it's, you know what? Here's when they go spiritual. When they go, well, God has something else in store for you. Or, you know, it was meant to be. Really?
That's the worst. When you're feeling so horrible and you just need a moment to feel horrible and the happiness bully police comes through and they just they have these one-liners that are so fucking cliche and you just want to fucking just punch them in the anus because you just don't want to hear it. You just want a moment to cry it out, but they won't let you.
Yeah.
Then they start spilling. The one door closes, another one opens, you know?
Stop using my voice, guys. That's it.
I love how we all went to that as the go-to voice.
So then that happened, and then it got worse even. So I was at the Comedy Store last night, and there's this girl that, I'm not going to say her name because I love her, but she's a new regular. She gets spots all the time. Now, and I walked up to her and I go, hey, we're friends with the same people, this and that. And she's like, yeah, we did a job together. And I go, what job is that? Or remember that Goldman Sachs commercial we did with Mitch Hurwitz? If you don't know Mitch Hurwitz, he created Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. And I remember doing a couple years ago a series of commercials for Goldman and Sachs, right?
Is that the one with like Robert Kelly?
Yeah, but Robert Kelly was on them. He came here from New York. It was fun. And they were like these long dialogue scene kind of like commercials. Mm-hmm. And then like a couple of months after that, I found out that they just didn't air them.
Oh.
Right, at all. And then I ran into Mitch Hurwitz in Hawaii. And I go, what happened to those commercials? And he said, oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. No big deal. And then the lady, the girl from Sunday last night, she goes, you don't know? It was you.
What?
I go, what happened? Something about you showing your penis.
Not on set.
But it's, so I'm like, I showed my penis.
Maybe on like a Tiger Belly vlog when you're like, stick it on George's shoulder.
Or when I stick the candy bar in my butthole. That was around the same time. Yeah.
That's also the beach.
Ari Shaffir.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs doesn't like candy, like, you know. Doesn't like Snickers up the butt.
Well, I know, but Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir.
Cornered you.
Cornered me and lost me a job.
Goldman.
That could have been, I could have been the new fucking Verizon guy or Flo. Yeah. Progressive Flo.
The face of Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, I would have been the face, you fuck. So anyway, so then that happened. And then to make even matters worse, that night I come home. I come to the Quinda's house to see Game of Thrones. We watch it, and that whole thing is, you can say all you want. I'm going to finish the show. I love the show. I had so many great moments with the show. But it's obviously, they're rushing the thing. It doesn't feel right, some of the deaths. Mm. And, that's it. Bran just did nothing.
Arc is done.
You know, arc is done.
I think they're going to blow us away with a final.
I hope they do. That's why I don't want to get too into
it. I mean, the penultimate's supposed to be the best, right? But maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, but what she said, Emilia Clarke said, my favorite is the fifth one, which is the one we just saw.
I mean, because she just burned.
I know, but she's like, I think people are going to love that one, right? But but no one's talked about the sixth one.
That's not what she said. She said that for the fifth episode, find the biggest TV. And it because it was a beautiful,
it is a beautiful,
beautiful episode.
Well. It is a beautiful. It's shot really well. Mm-hmm. But even fine, that's fine. And I'm grateful for that.
Now, why did they not want to extend into another full season? Because this whole season, in my opinion, should have just been the White Walkers versus the world.
Yeah.
You know, from all eight, whatever, 6 to 10 episodes of just them, death versus life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it had come to that point, and I think there's so much to, we could have gotten so many more hours out of that. Or maybe it's a budget thing, I don't know. Or maybe they're just tired.
Or you don't do 6 and you do 10 like you've done every year, and you surprise us with something like that theory where the Night King, while they were attacking Winterfell, simultaneously they were attacking King's Landing.
Yeah.
What are you laughing for?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
The way you said simultaneously.
I didn't even notice.
I said simultaneously.
I didn't know there was a Simon.
Also how you say it.
Yeah.
Simon?
Simultaneously.
No, you said Simon.
Oh.
Like Love, Simon? Great
we'll
movie.
We'll have to rewind that.
We have to check that.
You know, that's another thing that I want to address that.
There's no need for that.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? Throw out a fancy word. Like, take a risk. Right?
Take a leap.
You never have used it, you know, in conversation. But just throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I say it, she has to fucking criticize me. I said Simon, but it's Simon.
You know why I do that, right?
Right.
Because every other word I say, you mock me for having a Filipino accent. So outside of this podcast.
It's a dirty accent.
You go ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
you say ching chong,
no,
ching chong.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't.
Wait, for example, yeah, give me a scenario. Where you...
you know, like if, let's say if I say, if my one of my A's is too long in a word.
Such as?
Like I don't know how to say nectar.
Oh, you say nectar instead of nectar.
Is it nectar?
Yeah.
I say nectar. And he's like ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
You go straight to Chinese?
Yeah.
So I can't say certain words correctly because or when I say, instead of saying, I guess you're supposed to say clothes, I say clothes.
Oh, like, okay, with a D.
With a D?
Yeah.
And then he goes into the ching chong bit
yeah.
again.
You know?
You know what I hate when I'm on stage and there's an Asian guy in the audience?
What does he do?
And I always go, hey, what's up, Asian dude? What kind of Asian are you? And they say something fucking dumb and futuristic like, I'm human.
Trying to be funny?
No, that they don't want to be, you know, clumped into any kind of like, you know, category.
Mm.
And I want to say, I get it. I know what you're doing, but I have a joke I'm going to tell right after that.
Fucking up my punchline.
You're fucking everything up by being like, you know,
too cool.
Fancy.
Too yeah. woke?
Yeah, you're too woke, dude. But anyway, ching chong to you, babe. Licks. All day, every day.
Licks. Is Licks still alive?
Licks is alive and well.
God, I pulled some pictures of Licks.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What?
You have pictures?
I have some pictures of Licks.
In Pasadena?
But I'm going to only show you guys a portion of my face, which is the important part. This part, my eyebrows.
You have it?
Because I only had, seriously, like 2 strands of hair per. Everything else was drawn in.
I think the fans desire every photo that you have that's mm-hmm. Licks.
As Licks, I will try my best.
Licks is a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right. I guess I got to call some...
favors from the
hood.
Yeah,
some friends. You know? My carnalas.
Ching chong, ching chong. Okay, ching chong to you, Kyle. Yeah. That is insane.
What'd you think of the episode, Gilbert?
Same as you. I think everything... Not other than... Not ching chong, ching chong.
That was the dumbest thing I think I've ever said on this podcast.
Call
this
my
pod.
Friend Carlitos.
Carnales.
Oh, okay.
No, hold on. Is it carnales or carnalas if they're all girls? Carnal.
I think it's a gender neutral, but I...
Oh, it's gender fucking neutral?
No, carnales if it's... yeah.
If it's all guys,
E-S,
right?
E-S is a they.
Who gives a shit, George? I don't...
It's a great lesson,
yeah,
guys.
It was a... We shouldn't have said it.
Not only was it rushed, I think the episode, I think people were out of character. Or at least if they were out of character, they didn't build up to it with arcs. So, like, Danny, would never kill innocent people.
Yeah.
It's way too fast. Varys would never just go in the open and talk to John. He would do something behind the scenes.
Right. And also, the reason why Varys is dead in the first place is John's fault, right? And so he's going to get burned alive by a dragon. Yeah. John's sitting next to Danny, like, not defending him or saying anything. You know, if I knew that, somebody warned me, don't tell your brother Steve. Because I know that if I told my brother Steve anything, and you guys know Steve, mm-hmm. that everyone's going to know.
Actually, I think your brother is a better secret keeper than you.
I was like, wait a second.
You're talking about yourself.
Isn't it reversed?
We've got it.
People don't know that, though. People don't know that when they're listening, baby. Just go with that, you know?
No. We've had major blowouts, unairable, in this room. Right, okay, so that's, you can't keep a secret.
All right, Annie, let's reverse it then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's reverse it.
Baby, you are Varys.
So my brother tells me something, right? And my brother knows that if he tells me, the whole world's going to know.
Yeah.
Because I got to tweet it, mm-hmm. right? Jeez. And the next thing you know, I'm going to get burned alive by a dragon, mm-hmm. and my brother's standing next to Danny, you know? It's like, no.
I thought that...
My brother should defend me.
Varys was such a massive character for me who was like, he stole a lot of his scenes. And I thought his death was a little unceremonious.
Yeah.
Like, he was the fucking baddest motherfucker. And his only loyalty was to the realm, you know, and for the goodness of everything. And he just died, you know, in the night.
Yeah.
Dragon fire.
Not only that, even the other deaths were kind of like lackluster.
I didn't like Jaime's death. I didn't like his character arc. That was the one thing I was disappointed
about. That was
weird.
I was okay with him dying, that he died with a woman he loved, right? I'm okay with that. But someone should have killed the Cersei.
No. Like, I don't think she deserved that.
She deserved
to get
killed.
By
Danny, by someone.
No, she deserved to die there by the fucking...
Yeah, but with no one witnessing, it's like, you know, it's like my...
Like she got out. Yeah, she got out.
It's like my... I have a stand-up joke, right, that I tell. Mm-hmm. Why are you smiling?
Because I feel like you want the Asian guy to say something to prep you.
No.
Human!
No. I just have a joke where it's like, you know, I was in line with a friend at Starbucks. Some guy cut in front of us. And I was going to say something to the guy. But then my friend said, don't say anything because of karma. Mm. Yeah, he's going to get it, you know. But I have to be there when that karmic thing happens for me to feel better.
To experience it.
Right? So it's like with Cersei... not getting anyone to witness her death, it doesn't feel fulfilled.
But...
I'm going to listen to you, baby. Hold this. One last point. Because of the fact that if she's going to be buried under all that rubble, they may never find her body.
She's also not dead.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. But let's suppose she is, right? So let's say at the end of the day, after the next episode... Jon Snow is the king. Daenerys is dead, right? And people are standing around going, Cersei is dead too, right? Mm-hmm. And people are like, we don't have a body, but I guess. But nobody knows.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't feel satisfying.
I don't think she's dead and she's going to end up in a new place where no one's going to believe she's Cersei because she doesn't have the money to show for. She's going to be like, hey, I'm a Lannister. And everyone's like, oh, that crazy woman over there. Who always says she's a Lannister.
Yeah, but she's one of those types of people. And I don't know if I've ever told you the story. I think I have. But when I was with... There was an old man who owns the Improv in Schaumburg in Chicago. His name is Tony. He's a great man. Mm-hmm. And I was standing... One morning, we were doing press. And it was snowing in Chicago. And we were at a light... And Tony's like 80 years old. And you see a homeless man across the street. And he would just look so like just disheveled and cold. And I felt bad. And I just looked at Tony. I go, let's suppose, because he's a wealthy man. I go, you had no money all of a sudden. Your family didn't exist. And you were that guy. How long would it take you to get off the streets and into like a stable way of surviving, you know? He said, 1 year, I get a job at McDonald's. They're just some people that even no matter what age they are, they're going to survive.
They'll
figure it out. They have the head, the mental. Mm-hmm. And Cersei is one of those people. Cersei would go to an island. She would fuck whoever she needed to fuck.
Whore herself.
Whore her way up. Mm-hmm. And she would survive. She would never be panhandling.
Yeah, there are.
She's also attractive.
Types. Yes.
Yeah.
She is. That's true. That's a good point, babe.
Well, you could disagree with me. I was just throwing it out there, you know?
No, I hope if she is alive, someone better kill her. It better be Sansa or Arya. Someone's got to get
revenge. I am loving the Arya arc, though. I am loving every second that Arya is on the
screen.
That's
true.
She gives me goosebumps every time. Every step she takes. I'm like in awe of her.
And it's so funny because the first episode, when Bran is trying to do the bow and arrow, and Arya's, 7 years old, does it. It just shows you, since the beginning, what her importance in the show was going to be. She was skilled even that at that age. Mm-hmm. Her character's arc, she's been through a lot of hell. At the end of the day, though, how much joy has that show given you?
A lot.
So much.
A lot.
A lot.
Many years of joy. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of comedians that refuse to watch it. Mm-hmm. And I want to spit in their eyes.
Or do the thumb thing.
Yeah, I want to do the hound fucking
thumb thing.
The thumb thing.
The mountain classic. I think that the biggest thing Game of Thrones has given me is a closer bond to friends and family who watch it. Just sitting there and talking for 3 hours about prophecies and what we think is going to happen with my family. It's such a bonding thing. I think it made our relationship stronger. Mm-hmm. I think it made a lot of relationships stronger because it was like church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even the years where when the year Jon Snow died, mm-hmm. right? And then there was that whole weird 7 months where we had to wait for the next season.
That was way too long.
Yeah. That was way too long. But even that 7 months, I remember thinking to myself, months would go by and thinking, it would pop into my head, Game of Thrones is coming out in 6 months. it would be a thing in my head where I'd be for 3 more months, you know? And then when he was, I think in the second or third episode, he gets revived. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was great. And when he hangs those... that little kid, what's his Ollie?
Wasn't Ollie a good scene. That was painful.
You say that was so great.
Fuck Ollie. Oh but that's what I'm saying. Ollie gets that death where we get to see it.
That's a what the fuck moment.
Yeah, and Cersei, nah.
Rocks. She gets
9/11.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Minecraft. That's it.
Yeah, that's Minecraft.
No.
Here's another devastating thing that I saw was Rose.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we didn't even talk about about the fight.
Now, I know you guys, a lot of people listening right now don't watch Game of Thrones and they don't watch UFC.
So you're going to love this episode.
So you're going to hate this episode. But I want to say something to Rose Namajunas personally from The Slept King. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number one, we've had Biz being on the show. Johanna is going to do it soon. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't tell her that.
No, I know.
That's her.
Forget you. Fuck Johanna.
We want
Johanna. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying that we're on the map, Tiger Belly. It's not a waste of time.
Yeah.
Okay? And I want to say this to you. You were beating Jessica Andrade to a pulp. What was I doing when she was fighting?
You were doing the same thing you do right before something devastating happens.
What is that?
Because every time he throws too many praises and he says, oh, fuck, she's lighting her up. It's a clinic. This is a clinic. And I always say, calm the fuck down.
No, I just want to ask you, was I crying?
He was crying. He was so impressed in the first round. And he was like, wow, this girl's a legend.
And can I say something?
Her footwork, yeah.
And not only that.
No. Her jabs were like everything.
She was ripping her apart.
Yeah.
So much faster.
Right? And then Jessica Andrade in the second round does an incredible Hulk move.
Oh, Bruce Banner's
the shit.
And just
pilks her up, slams her, knocks her down, and she hits her head and she gets unconscious. Mm-hmm. Oh. But I want to say something to you, Rose Namajunas, okay? You have to, I know you're thinking about quitting or changing leagues and stuff. That's dumb, okay? That's the coward's way out.
No, don't say that.
I mean, you're not one, is what I was going to say. But what I'm going to say to you, because you're not going to do that. What I'm going to say to you is I promise you that you're going to learn from that mistake. You're going to fight her again. And you're going to get your belt back because I really believe in you. I've never seen from you fighting. What's that little girl from Sacramento?
Paige VanSant.
From Paige VanSant to now, your growth has just—it's just been exponential. Is that the right word? Because I want you to make fun of me.
Ching chong, babe.
Touche, babe.
Touche.
But you have grown so much, and I believe that to the point that if you fought Paige VanSant now, that you could die. That's how good you've become. Yeah,
she is a ninja, Rose. She is legend status.
Yeah. And so everyone watching that, because I followed it online and people, I read about it, was like, that was a freak event.
So freak.
So, Jessica, you can, and I'm congratulations.
It's fair game.
Champ.
Though.
It's fair game. But I have to tell you, you have not won me over.
Isn't that the same? Isn't that what happened? Who was it fighting? Was it Rampage versus Ricardo Arona back then? Where he lifted him up and like knocked him out that way?
Yeah, Rampage, I believe, was losing, right? And then he lifted up Ricona from a triangle and slammed him.
Yeah, I think that was in Pride, right?
Pride. Yeah.
Dang, that was really... Yeah, Rose is awesome. And I think we talked about it in our very early episodes. I think episode 2 or 3, where we predicted that she would be a champion one day.
Yeah, she's great. I just would hate to see her
retire
or move. It's dumb. I get emotion. You know, they shouldn't interview, like Kalila said to me the other day, they shouldn't interview people right after they fought because they're just so emotional and they have no way of reflecting. You need time, right? You said that?
Yeah, but she's I think she's also been talking about it because she had a 13-month gap before this fight because she felt very... the Conor McGregor incident in New York when the dolly got smashed, she was inside that bus and she was really traumatized by that. That's the reason why it took her that long to want to fight again. And I think that sort of like fucked her up in the head.
Don't quit, Rose.
Yeah. But man, what a talent. It would be so. I want to see her for 10 more years.
But she's also very young.
She's 26. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. Whoa.
So Rose, if you're ever in LA, I know you weren't going to want to do Rogan and whatnot, but
she's already done Rogan.
I know, but you know, I really need you to do.
So we're the next Tiger step down.
Also, Interpol putting a snippet of Tiger Belly on their feed, Instagram feed, is amazing.
Shout out to Paul.
And the Andy Dick episode was crazy.
Yeah.
You know. What's that laugh about?
Hey, I thought I held it together okay. I mean, I did rage out after everyone left.
On the Patreon, yeah.
But that's just, you know, afterwards. Before, I just don't like strangers in the house. That's all. I'm weird about that shit. You know that.
Yeah. So I also want to say that we're moving.
Oh yeah, we didn't announce it on this podcast yet.
We haven't?
No, on the Patreon.
So we found a house. We're moving.
Yes.
It's stressing me out.
Papa stress.
I'm so stressed out.
Big time.
We went furniture shopping the other day.
Good stuff.
It's so expensive.
It's so fucking expensive.
Like, give me a couch. Like, what's a nice couch?
Like, fucking $8,000.
What? $10,000.
To sit on something?
Yeah.
I know.
But, I mean, if you're looking at, we're not going to, like, IKEA or Mayfair.
But even IKEA is expensive.
It's still expensive. Now I'm
like, the
about
big
it.
Family couches and stuff, that shit's not cheap.
Right.
To furnish a home is not cheap, sweetie.
Yeah. But we went to Rocher Barbongo. What's that called?
Rocher Boubois.
Boubois. Whoa, yeah, Rocher we went Boubois. To, yeah. We went to some places. Like, there was this one, like wall where they had, one of the stores we went into that had bookshelves. They look great.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right? And I go, oh my God, look at, this would be great on this wall, right? But they were like, you know, the whole wall was four different sections.
Yeah. It's like, think about this red thing, but half of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one shelf.
Well, that's one shelf.
Guess how much?
So I go, how much for this one, you know, how much for the whole thing? Well, each shelf is $6,000.
No, it was like $3,000.
Oh, $3,000.
$3,000?
But that's right. So you wanted, but you needed five of them.
To make a full shelf.
To make a full thing. Right? And so it's like
$15,000.
Another thing I don't like is I think you and I need to dress better because anytime we walk into these fancy places,
oh my God,
they think we're going to like try and steal a bed frame.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me, can I help you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, right away?
They really do come out of nowhere, right?
And they're like, because we do dress sort of bummy a lot, you know?
Oh, we were beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I smell weird.
Yeah.
I have sleep in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I also act like I don't know where I'm at. What is this place? I'll say stuff like that out loud. Just to confuse people.
Do you sell chairs here?
Yeah. I'll say things out loud to confuse everyone working there.
And everyone's so polished.
Yeah,
and
what's going on? I'll be loud and I'm not just, what's going on, guys? Woo!
Rocher Beaubois.
Rocher Beaubois. Yeah, I won't pronounce it right. But we went to these places, but I honestly, I'm the type of guy that, because when I did this place, you're not going to believe it, but the painting and all, I did that.
This is all you
designed? Yeah, I designed the whole thing. I bought everything. I did everything.
I know, everything's in the picture frame. It's so impressive.
Yeah, I went to a picture, yeah. But I like to get it done in 2 months, and then I don't do anything for 20 years.
Oh, I see. It's hardcore 2 months.
It's hardcore 2 months. Mm. So I want to buy all the couches. I want to buy all the everything. So when I walk in there, I go, okay, we have everything, and now we're out. But it's a beautiful place, and I'm pretty excited about it, you know. And to let you guys know, we're moving away mainly because of the witch that lives next door.
Oh, I forgot about her.
I haven't. The witch next door that put out those dog pooping flyers, right? Remember, lady, the reason why I'm leaving this area is because of you.
She's probably really happy about that.
I want her to be happy because my war with you has just begun.
Oh. Oh.
When I move is when the real war starts.
Yes. I like this side of you.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you always tell me, babe, don't flip off their camera anymore.
Yeah.
You've been doing that?
Yeah, she's been
every
doing that.
Every day. Like, every
well,
time
the worst
I walk
one she does, she puts... She puts Remy, our little old
make
dog,
Remy flip his
and
finger.
And make her flip off the
Wait.
Paw from like 200 feet away. They're not going to catch that.
Oh, they'll do it. It grinds. You got to grind them down slowly, sweetie. That is guerrilla warfare, what I'm doing.
That's some licks.
Because every time she checks her camera, licks is there with Remy and licks are there with their fingers up.
Yeah.
But you're always like, no, don't do that, babe. You can't stoke the fire.
Yeah, because this lady put 1,000 flyers up and down
insane
the street based on something that I didn't really like barely did. I didn't push her over enough, I don't think, to have her do that. So in my head, if you push a girl lady, a crazy human being like that, and let this be known, lady, I don't care who you talk to. You could talk to your parents. And they can be, no, you're justified, or you're a nice person, or, you know, you're a great person, sweetie. Mm-hmm. You can talk to your priest or your counselor, this and that. I want to let you know, when you look in the mirror, you're fucking crazy. But my friend, you know, says I'm not, or my boyfriend, or whatever. No, you're fucking crazy.
But I help at a soup kitchen.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Know that you're not a good person. Okay? Mm-hmm. That you need to be in a building somewhere. They have paddings and, you know, and they give you like pills per hour.
Yeah.
You're a fucking crazy, crazy cunt lady.
But I don't want you to do dirty work.
What? Yeah, I'm not going to do any of that.
Yeah, you got to leave that up to me.
You're going to do it. Do the dirty work.
You just winked. But also, keeping up, people are getting their shirts now. So when you do move, you can tell people to walk down whatever street this is with their shirts.
No.
Once you move.
No.
No, we can't send the army her way.
A parade? Just on the street.
No. You know, it's funny because she spends hours making these flyers in her little Kinko's thing that she has set up in her living room.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably thought, this is gonna get him.
Launch my career.
Or this is gonna hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And it did hurt me. You're right. And whatever you did, you hurt me in this way. You made me thousands of dollars because of those T-shirts. You hurt me so fucking bad. Why did you give me for free thousands of dollars? You know, wow. Way to sucker punch me.
She got you good, dude.
She got me really good. I want to say specifically what we made, but let's just say that it's more than $10,000. So, hey, lady with the flyers, make more. Go down the street, paper the town.
I need more content.
I need more content. I need more money. All right? This lady. God, it's ridiculous. You know.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's crazy. I haven't checked in with you, Gilb, because we've had guests.
And I know, Gilb. Okay.
Hey, man.
I feel like no one knows what's been up with you lately, including us, because you're too important for us peasants.
Yeah. I also don't promote my own stuff.
No, like you're too busy. Every time we're like, Gilb, let's do this. And you're like, oh, no, I have like this going on. I already made plans. So we're basically chopped liver to you.
Well, you got me that the Chinese food thing.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out.
That came out where? Where's it going to come out? Netflix?
They said right now it's on Stage 13 and Facebook Watch, and then I can't say where it will go next.
Do you know?
Ish.
But you can't tell me that.
I can't say it.
When?
It's when that new streaming service is
you,
acquired,
you know, but can
possibly.
You tell me?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Can you
I'm
tell
sure.
me after this episode, like privately?
Yeah.
Were you possibly?
Yeah.
Can you see it now?
No. No.
Why?
I don't think I'm allowed to.
Oh, can I say
it's
this?
Not, so, it's not sure. It's not sure.
It's not for sure. But if you say it's not for sure,
yeah.
Right? Can you then say it?
Well, it doesn't exist yet.
Even if it doesn't.
That's the clue.
How about this?
That's like, the clue. Right. It doesn't exist yet.
You know, they're making a Million Dollar Man movie. Did you know that?
A what?
Mark Wahlberg is trying to make a Million Dollar Man movie.
Oh.
Like the...
The TV show.
Oh, I was thinking the musical.
Okay, I don't know what fucking planet you grew up in, but if there was a Million Dollar Man musical.
Musical?
There was?
I think.
I don't think there was.
I don't think there was.
Yeah. But it was a show.
Yeah.
And he's been trying to make it.
You're thinking of Death of a Salesman.
No, not thinking of Death. I'm thinking of something with a number. No! Don't do that to me.
That's so funny.
There's something with a number.
Yeah.
And I believe there's trumpets involved.
No.
No.
Yeah. Million Dollar Man.
Okay.
All right.
I love Death of a Salesman.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg has been trying to make this thing for many years. So he keeps saying, you know, this company, this, but it's not for sure. But he's throwing out in the universe. So why just throw this company on the, you know, where are they going to stream it?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just like it's a place.
That's fine. Okay, what else is going on? How's your girl?
She's good.
Are you guys going to get married before Bobby and I?
Probably.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to propose at the house.
No, we don't do proposals. It's going to be one of those shotgun
well. Wait, you think Bobby's not going to propose?
No.
We've
had this talk before, and this is what Bobby says. He's like, babe, I just don't know how to do it. He goes, do I call Abby? And
if I ask you and you say no.
I would never say
no. I know,
no
but
to
if you.
You
said no to me and I asked you, that would scar me for all of life.
That's worse than the dog posters.
My the
I know,
love
but of
my
I'm
life.
A nightmare.
You better say yes.
I'm a nightmare. I've
are.
Given you so much
but
nightmare
you know
this
what,
weekend.
Sweetheart, I've dreamt of a nightmare my whole life. I never wanted easy.
Yeah,
I never
what kind
of
guys
of
do you like?
I didn't think I could get the type of
but you
inspiration.
Described it to me. You just the two words.
I like them fat and wild. I've always dreamt of a man. I said, I need a
fat
and
wild
man.
And that's honestly
it's a good album. Man.
When I do it, no. When I do a special, that's the title,
Fat
and
wild.
Yeah,
I
love
like
it.
That.
Yeah, I love it.
And that was always my first instinct when I first moved to America. My first boyfriend, Josh, he rode a BMX. He was fat and wild. And then as my hair grew out and I took my braces out, all of a sudden I shifted and I got cuter boys. But then I had to go back home.
Yeah,
to where
fat
the fat and wilds
yeah.
were.
Yeah. It really is an interesting person to be, being fat and wild. You know, because you can surprise people. Like if they don't know who I am, right? And I walk into a nightclub, they're going to see some shit.
Like?
Dancing they've never seen before. Mm. Me disappear, mm-hmm. reappear. Mm-hmm. Especially when I'm doing drugs, oh, be careful. I blow everyone.
Fat, wild, and crazy.
Yeah,
fat, wild,
really
crazy.
Wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I eat pussies too.
Oh.
One pussy.
Just one, but yeah, blow yeah. a lot.
I blow everyone.
I blow everyone, but just one pussy.
Yeah. I have some rumors, but I can't say it. Damn it. But I want to throw it out there.
Do you know what they are, Clala?
Yeah, I know what it is.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you.
Wow, okay, the gist of it. Relax.
I'm going to tell you the gist of it. All right, so.
Sanzo.
I'm going to give you a gist. And no one's going to know, but here's some clues, okay?
Okay.
All right, but.
Do I know this?
Yes, you know what it is, right?
Oh, well, I'm out this game then.
It's a guy who's done our podcast. And something happened to him. And that's it.
Ooh, that's good. You know what? That's good. Because now I want you to tell me.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can tell you afterwards.
Hold on, babe. Look at me real quick so I can read your mind. Oh, yeah, I think I know.
No, look at me and see if I can read your mind reading his.
Hold on.
Does the face mean anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you know what it is. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
What is it? Well, just throw it out there. We'll cut it out if it is.
Does that have to do with Dane Cook?
No.
Oh, come on. That's your guess?
That's your guess?
Yeah, because he did this.
Numbnuts?
No, that's not Dane's.
Dane's face is all...
No, Dane's handsome.
Whoa, Dane, we want you back on the podcast.
Your face isn't like that.
Whoa.
And that's not... That's nothing what you're doing. How is that, Dane Cook?
Tick-chong, baby.
Yeah, no, baby. Yeah.
Oh, Gil.
Dane, look at me right now. We love you. You know, he was a great guest. People loved him.
You're amazing.
Yeah. That's not him.
That's not him?
No.
Why would you?
I'll tell you later, man. I shouldn't throw that out there like that. Yeah. You know? But you know what? You know what the fascinating thing about you know.
That's what you deduced from the face he gave?
I thought that's what he was doing.
And you were so sure, like, I got it.
Yeah.
Sure. Woo!
High energy. High energy, you said.
Good transition.
High energy. But here's somebody that we did a podcast with, Brittany Furlan.
I really love her.
If you don't know who Brittany Furlan, she was a Vine star. She used to date Josh Adam Myers, but now she's married to Tommy Lee. I want to say something about Brittany Furlan on the record. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Tommy Lee? Like Tommy Lee
Motley
Jones?
Crue.
Motley Crue, Tommy Lee.
If you would have seen my face, no. I smirked.
No.
I know Pamela Anderson, bro.
That was Tommy Lee's ex-wife, guys.
It was?
Yeah. I never, sweetie. Yeah, I never saw the sex
tape. The OG sex tape before Kim and Ray J?
Okay, thank you. So that was a joke you did.
Yeah.
You swear to God?
I did. George heard it before. Because I actually was confused at first when he told me.
All right, so.
So it Brittany was a joke, Furlan, but it wasn't.
No, yeah, it was both.
You can't.
Brittany
you
Furlan
can't live in both.
is a modern day Joan Rivers. She is super funny, super neurotic, super just endearing. She is an attractive woman, but she is more than that. She is everything. I honestly believe, and her and Kalila hit it off. And they're like communicating back and forth. Mm-hmm. If they did a podcast together, like an offshoot of this, like a all women podcast, it would surpass Tiger Belly.
Eviscerate.
It would eviscerate everything. It would rival Guys We Fucked.
We're gonna call it Scared Sisters.
You've already talked?
No, but we just call ourselves that.
Oh, I got excited.
Oh my God, I got excited.
No, because she's so, like she said, she wears her anxiety on her sleeve and she talks about it.
Yeah.
Whereas I am, she's really an anxious person, right?
Yeah.
Me too.
You guys are similar in that way.
But I like to maintain, like, or pretend like I have a cool exterior and try to keep things at a lower energy level, where she's so the opposite. So the contrast works, but we're equally dying on the inside. We're just dying. See, we look different. The death looks different, if that makes any sense. I love her. I think she's also very smart.
She's bright, and I've always liked her. When she was on Vine, 3 or 4 times, I did videos with her, and she would just call me, meet at Little Tokyo, we'll do something. I needed the numbers, but I also just thought she was great. Now, I want to talk about the most important thing right now that I want to talk about, and I just thought of it, is that my parents live in Phoenix. This weekend, I'm playing Tempe Improv. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's that for? Oh, your hands?
My hands.
I'm playing the Tempe Improv. I don't think the tickets are selling. I know that Joe McHale is at the other club.
The same weekend?
Same weekend, right? And I have to compete with Joe. I love Joe McHale, but I have to compete. And I don't know what it is. Like, I go, listen, I go everywhere now and sell tickets. Mm-hmm. Even Cincinnati, I've never been there, was okay, right? I mean, I, you know, because of Tiger Belly, wherever I go, it's sold out. But Phoenix is just one place where I haven't been able to, like, completely crush it.
Is it because Tempe is a college town? Does that have any
Tempe's in the middle of Phoenix. So it's not, that's not, you know, it's Scottsdale, all these places surround. And my parents live there. So I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's just one of those states that, or cities that doesn't, you know, aren't huge Bobby Lee fans. Mm. And it, I don't know what it is. In California, yes. Even Oregon, you know, Washington, East Coast, Midwest, they're good. Texas, killing it.
If it makes you feel any better, there's someone that lives in Arizona with Arizona plates, and his plate says Tiger Belly. So that's one
Is he
fan.
Coming?
Can he please, I think he's been to your show.
Can
already.
He bring his friends?
Can you bring all your friends, sir?
But anyway, I want everyone to know that I'm going to be in Tempe Improv. It'd be very, very nice
Thursday, for you to come. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
To come and
May
support
16th, 18th.
Me. Yeah, and especially now that I don't have a TV gig. And I want to say to people that did watch Spilling Up Together, I'll tell you why I loved being there. And I'm going to tell you why my fans didn't really respond the way I wanted them to respond. It's not the kind of role that Bobby Lee generally plays. He was just a little bit more grounded, this character. But I want to say that it was the best acting experience I've ever had. From Jenna Oliver to the whole cast, the kids, everyone, from top to bottom, I love. Mm-hmm. And it was an unforgettable experience. I also don't know how long network television programs are going to stick around. So it was like the last of that type of show. It just was, I don't want to get emotional, but you know, I wish it would have stayed on. It didn't. That's life. People go, you're going to find something else. Probably not. But if it doesn't happen, I still have this. If this goes away, I die.
But you know, Pops,
you know,
this is coming from a pessimist and I am, you know, the most pessimistic person. I have a really big feeling about this next year for you, and I will. I just do. And I don't think anything goes right for us ever.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
Esther Pravinsky said the same thing.
Yeah, I feel she looked it at me in and my she bones. Goes,
you know, I'm not worried about you. Me and David, her boyfriend, we're not worried about you. And I looked at this little fucking little cherub of a person.
This cherub.
This little pygmy. And I looked at a little fucking pale cheeks and I said, you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about right now. You know? But thank you. You know? Because... You know, people have been saying that for 20 years.
I think there's a difference between people just saying it to soothe you versus people in your life like me and Esther who really believe it. I would never just say that to make you feel better. In the past, have I ever said that? I said, no, I think it's going to be rough these next 10 months.
She has said that to me before.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good, yeah.
We got to fucking double down and
double
work
down,
hard.
Double down, work harder, yeah.
I don't feel that way. I'm actually kind of excited for you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know. But, you know, here's the thing. Here's where you know you're on fire. That's the thing, is being on fire, right? I'm not completely lit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not completely on. You know who's on fire? Theo.
Theo's on fire.
Right now is his time.
Theo Vaughn is completely lit, right? Tiffany Haddish is lit.
Very lit.
Are we talking lit in what? In
Leslie Jones is lit.
Okay.
Right?
Just on fire.
I just... just gig after gig, deal after deal on fire. Mm-hmm. Me? You look at my schedule, and I'm playing cities, you know?
Madison, Wisconsin, June 14th to 16th. Ontario Improv, June 21st to 23rd. Those are the next couple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's not, that's work, and thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. What, I mean, unhelpful advice?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we can say it on here, but I feel like you've mentioned some ideas of projects that I feel like could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. I'm me and that little gay, Peter. Peter, we've had, he's been on this podcast.
Yeah.
The Korean guy, Peter, and I are, we're pitching a show together. And we're
here I am, chopped liver again.
and Kalila are pitching a show together.
Producer.
She's producing it.
She's laughing so hard. You're the EP, bro.
Come on, bro. EP, babe. Come here.
Look at my dog. You're so sensitive. I'm still chopped liver in life.
You're not chopped liver. I'm chopped liver,
babe. You're still in the game. You're like Sir Davos. You're in the game.
You're
Sir Davos.
That was my idea to begin with.
I know. You're in
and
it.
Now he's like me and that guy.
Me and my gay best friend.
For the longest time, I've been telling Bobby, hey, this is the show you should make. No, you don't know what you're talking about. And then finally he's like, yeah, that is the show we should make. Yeah. And then now I'm not. Fuck me.
No, you are in it. I just saying it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And not only that, there's also that other thing that you said would take a year to prepare to shoot. Mm-hmm. That's fucking huge too.
Yeah. So I'll do that one.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Chop Liver.
Hey guys, I'm obsessed and been binging Tiger Belly daily at my desk job. Thanks for what you do. I have a 6-year-old son who is addicted to Fortnite and rages out almost every day.
He rages out?
Yeah, you have to.
Rages.
Fortnite?
It's
part of the experience.
Oh.
Not like the compilations of rages on YouTube, but he has punched a hole in our wall. I guess I'm wondering, as a mom who wants to teach her kids self-discipline and rage control, but also want to sympathize with his testosterone, what amount of this do you guys think is acceptable? I can't stand trying to take a nap and being jolted awake with his screaming rage. God, thanks. Emily.
If he punches a hole in one of the things that belong to you, punch a hole in one of the things that belong to him. Punch a hole right through that console.
No. Can I just defend the kid?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
She's asking you how to
I'm at the end of what I'm about to say, it's going to be clear to everybody. Yeah. Okay. No, okay. The reason why I stopped playing Destiny is because that same rage. Mm-hmm. And what it is, for those of you who don't play a game like that, is, you know, when you're playing a game like that, you're playing online against people, right? And usually the task is difficult. Like, you know, in Fortnite, you have to kill 12 people in a row or whatever, you know what I mean? Or, right? And mm-hmm. if you die, you have to start over, mm-hmm. right? And the prize that you get when you're doing it is something that's actually dope. It isn't like, you know, it's not money.
Yeah.
But it is something that's, you know, specific and something that you desire, and that if you don't have it, it's, you can tell that there's a difference, right? So a lot of things are tied into you winning, okay? And when you lose, It literally makes you have to start over, right? Sometimes the event or whatever it is that's giving you that prize is coming to an end. In 45 minutes, this is ending. Mm-hmm. You have to win 6 times in a row, right? And then you see the time go down and you have 5 wins in a row. And then, oh, I died. I got to start. And the time, I punch a hole in the wall, you know? So the only solution to this problem mm-hmm. is not playing it at all.
Boom.
You know, so for me, you know, I want to play Destiny, but I haven't because Kalila gave me an ultimatum. And she said, it's either the Destiny or our relationship.
And then you gave me an ultimatum.
What?
You ultimatum back?
Yeah, he did.
What?
He's like, it's either you accept me for who I am or you don't. And I'm like, a video game addiction is not who you are. And then you're like, oh, you're right.
Damn.
Yeah, I tried that move. It didn't work.
Yeah. She got you back.
So hold on. If this was our kid, though.
If, yeah,
okay,
your
we
kid.
Just bought the brand new house you just bought.
Ooh.
Fucking nice-ass walls, right?
Right.
Oof. And you put the fucking fancy wallpaper that you like. the $600 thing, mm-hmm. right? And you're really proud of the work that you did in that home. Mm-hmm. And this kid is just fucking freeloading because he's their kid, right?
Right.
Basically a mooch until he's 18, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you see his big ass fucking...
It'll be little with our kid.
Fuck!
Yeah, right. Fuck, just through the wall.
Yeah.
Into...
You killed, scared Remy.
You scared Remy.
Oh, sorry.
In through your little studio Ghibli
yeah yeah
Ghibli. Artwork
yeah
Ghibli studio
yeah
I would say Simon
Simon
okay. You guys are gonna name you would name your
Simon come here
Simon
Tainsley. Yeah dad what you can play Fortnite all day long there are the rules read the rules there's 10 rules right you have to have a grade point average of at least 2.8.
What?
That's pretty low. Thanks, Dad.
The fuck?
3.0. What's the most?
No, it's 3.5 or up, babe.
No. Not for my kid.
If he's super creative.
2.8. 2.8 is straight A's to me.
Is that C's? What is that?
That's like C's all the way.
That's fine. Okay, that's fine. I like average.
Fine, Dad.
All right.
2.8.
Yeah, 2.8, right? And you don't scream? And you don't break things? If you do it again... I'm taking the counsel. That's it. So either listen or not listen.
Yes, sir.
But you would address him like that calmly?
Yeah. And then, okay. But if he did it again, then I'd be like, all right, give me the fucking counsel.
Gone.
Give it to me. And I would throw out the fucking window. I would shatter.
Dude, I've seen a Korean dad.
And then, yeah, and then 5 hours later, I'm back at fucking Best Buy. Which one color do you want? You know?
Two controller. Yeah. Here's two controllers.
Yeah, here's two controllers. You want the special package thing?
Special edition? Destiny edition?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, special edition armor. So that's what I would do. Anyway, what would you do?
I would fuck
ready, him. Wall punch, boom.
I'd take an axe to his console. That's the first thing. Like shatter.
Like that Korean dad. That was insane.
Would there be stuff like that?
A Korean dad walks in the room because his son's playing all day, takes in like an axe or a hammer, and starts smashing his PS4 and his TV.
Never seen that?
No. It's fucking hilarious.
It's the best.
The kid just like ducks for cover, right? And just keeps yelling, dad.
Is he crying?
No, he's just scared as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if my kid was a generally good kid and he just let his emotions, like if he was like super creative, got, you know, good grades, did sports, and this was just his tiny bit of escape for 2 hours. You let his feelings slip, I would let it pass. I'd be like, yo, you can't do that shit. But if he's doing that on a regular...
The honest truth, I'd probably play with him.
Yeah, and that's fine.
No, but we're both punching holes in the wall. You know?
It's art.
And I measure the hole to see which
yeah, yeah,
who
yeah,
did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's yeah.
Is there another question or is that it?
Yeah, yeah. One more. I struggled with the Percocet addiction for years.
Wait, what is it?
Percocet.
Percocet. Molly hey. Percocet. Addiction for years, which led to a nasty heroin addiction. After overdosing on a highway and luckily did not hurt anyone or myself, I entered rehab for the second time. I got out this past summer in July and have been clean since. I've gone back to school and am working. Basically, my question is, I live in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I hate the local AA community. Every AA room is filled with old people. I'm 24.
Yeah.
While the other rooms are filled with addicts still using and the bathrooms are right outside, I cannot find sober friends and have extremely lonely...
No, stop there. I know what he's saying.
Joe.
Okay, Joe. When I was sober at 17, you know, this is in the 80s. Mm-hmm. All right, and they told me to go to meetings. And my sponsor made me go. I was 17, and he made me go to men's meetings. Like early in the morning or Friday night when kids my age were going out. I was in a fucking meeting mm-hmm. with 500 old men in a church somewhere, right? And then they come out to you and go, hey, pal, you want to get some pancakes? You know, you're 17. You want to fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're like, yeah, old man, I'll get some pancakes. And he teaches you about living in the moment and tools about life. Mm. You know? And I really honestly, dude, it's like those moments for me were life changers. You know, I have been all around the world. I've done drugs, been sober, fucked women, not, partied, not, you know, done well, not done well. But at the end of the day, the memories that I have that are the most important are those specific memories of me being a kid and being around older men. I'm talking about like professionals, right?
That's what you say too all the time, is that you have to, you always say you love to surround yourself with people who've had a lot of time sober.
Yeah. Mm. Like when guys like go, yeah, I have 6 months, I'm sponsoring people. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go with the guy with 50 years. Because that guy, here's what I need. What I need is, and I don't really have a sponsor right now, okay? And that's why I'm just the way I am. I know why I am the way I am, right? But if, when I do get a sponsor, I would want one that's going, I'm not going to sponsor you unless you do these things religiously. So 4 nights a week, you're going to go to do this. 3 nights a week, we're doing this. Right, we're reading the book and meditating or whatever, right? And you need that. And you're gonna get Allentown, Pennsylvania. You're not gonna be there forever. And here's another thing: if there is only old people, create your own A meeting with young people. If it's 5 people, maybe you'll save a life. You know, because that's the whole point, right? Is to help people. That's the only way to be free. So that's what you do. Anyway, I love you guys. Come to Tempe.
Tempe.
Are you guys doing afterthought rules?
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back with some
house seats.
You want to read the Real Papayas of May real quick?
I'll do the May.
Well, you're here.
Real Papayas of May. Thank Will Boeschler, love your dick. Wes Diggs, yours is not great.
Aw.
Bon Johnson. Cuckoo. Spencer Brown, what's up? Rachel Wilkins, I love it. Javis from Singapore is always my favorite, amongst Melvin Flores. I love Melvin Flores. And Laszlo Tatai is another real papaya. That's all the papayas, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, the Patreon's growing.
We're getting overall bigger.
This is just one group of it, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Last week's probably one of my favorite in a while.
Oh, yeah, it came out yesterday.
Oh, everybody's saying your song was straight fire and other things that kids say these days.
We got to get that going.
I'm telling you, sweetheart, your songs are awesome.
Yeah, and we're working.
In the studio.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with some housekeeping.
Hala, hala, hala. Oh.
Hello, everyone. We are back, and we'd like to thank all our sponsors, Vudu, ShipStation, Dave.com, and Postmates. If you love movies like we do, head over to voodoo.com/tigerbelly to start watching today. Try ShipStation by using the promo code belly at ShipStation.com. Make ship happen. Brother, I've got a shipment. No one else ever jumps in. I mean, Bobby's British accent. Can we just hear your British accent?
That was British?
Cockney.
Okay.
There we go. You know, don't you watch a lot of shows like The Crown?
You know, English is your second language, becomes extra hard.
Just try
to
come.
I cannot. I cannot do that to myself or to people's ears.
I cannot do that.
I can't do it.
Get your immediate savings today at dave.com/belly. Never pay another overdraft again. Get $100 free delivery credit, George, for your first 7 days using Postmates with the promo code belly.
Was I supposed to jump in with the British accent there? What do you?
Oh God, George, no!
Love it.
He used my name. I didn't know, but I didn't know the game he was trying to get to. That was.
But your foot just come out of nowhere. And also, thanks to everyone who wrote us iTunes reviews last week. Nosotros papaya to you, my friends. And if you haven't yet, will you please leave us a review? We'd love to see what you guys think about this show. And if it's bad and negative, they'll do it.
Still give us 5 stars.
But still give us 5 stars. Yeah, yeah. Should we read a couple of these? How about George? How about you read one of these? People love your voice.
Oh, shut up.
They do. I'm being serious. It's popular.
Yeah, when you're saying dumb things white guys say.
What was?
Just keep on keeping on, guys. You know, that's how you truck through life. One review. Before I started listening to Tiger Belly, I was struggling down on his luck heroin junkie who was always looking for his next fix. I had become alienated not only from my friends and family, but most importantly, from myself. After subscribing to the podcast, I found the courage to find my inner papaya, and now I'm the CEO of a big, famous Fortune 500 company.
Wow.
So this could happen to you guys, which would not have been possible without the ancient wisdom of the Slept King, the gay boyish charm of Gilbert.
Okay.
The seizure-inducing whiteness of George.
Yeah.
Seizure-inducing.
And the hand-sweating neuroticism of Kalila.
I love
Signed,
it.
No name.
Love it.
Okay, I'm okay with no name, like Arya.
Yeah.
Nice.
The guy has no name.
Yes, and...
I got it. Filipino style, bro. Put it in between the toes, bro.
Nice, and then... Dude, that's legit, bro.
Whoa.
And everyone clip that and send that to Ellen. so Shutterfly could sponsor her.
I want Shutterfly money.
And $10,000 for your foot video.
I hope they don't zoom in on my corns, okay, because I've been running. Oh, and I have 1, 2, 3 corns on that foot.
That's good. You're an athlete. You should have corns.
I don't have pretty feet like I used to.
Also, guys, and everyone who's been having any interesting problems, we have a new email for Unhelpful Advice if you didn't hear about that. It's adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. And any shout-outs? Anyone got anything? Think
no.
hard, guys. Like,
I mean,
don't use straws. Like, that can be as simple as that. Or
a shout-out to... What? Octopuses and squids in general for having very yep. complex eyes.
Mm-hmm. George?
Do you have a shout out there, Gilbert?
I am trying to look for one. I am looking for a young man. That sounds weird. I don't know why I chose to pause.
Not out of your voice.
Sure, that's fine. I'm looking for a young man. You know what? He was supposed to remind me of who to give a shout out to. I believe it was to his mom. But oh, here we go. This is from Vetty M. Hey, Gilbert, I want to ask you a big favor. If you can shout out my mom's sobriety birthday is next week. She is 7 years clean. So shout out to you and shout out to Sandy, your mother.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Yeah, Sandy.
Make sure you hit up George to send your mom a shirt. That once again, that is George. Contact George.
That's Bryce Halleck on Instagram.
There you go. Thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly. Clyla, where can we follow you?
At Calamity K. Can you pass me another paper so I can pass it to George?
Okay.
But you gotta insert it into my toes first, okay, like that.
Yep. I love how that was cooler.
That was cooler. Okay, hold on. I gotta pass it back to Gil.
But you're weaker going inside. See how it's
working? Oh, because my no knee blocked me. Shit. Hold on, George, pass it again.
This is great.
I'm scared you're gonna get a paper cut right in between your big toe.
Wow, this is great. Oh, great content for audio listeners.
Oh, my just, hips really hurt.
What radio? What radio?
Her nose is bleeding. She's like 11. You can follow George on all George social media, Bryce and all Bryce. And make sure you follow me at Bobby Lee Live. And check out all Bobby's tour dates at BobbyLeeLive.com. Good night.